This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Very glad to see each one of you, welcome you to this time of worship. One thing we know for sure, it's not snowing and cold out, is it? Plenty warm for this time of year, but we're glad to have some sunshine and warmth, and we're glad for the rains that have come when we've needed it. Maybe even when we think we haven't needed it, they've still been helpful, and we appreciate that. I want to check in about announcements, want to call to your attention. The grief support group that the deacons are planning is now scheduled for July 16th, I believe. Yep. July 16th, 6:30 to 8. We have four participants that are interested, but it's still open to any who would like to come. It'll be held here downstairs in the room that's got all the soft chairs. So... and Stephanie is a very capable counselor and competent in what she does. I've met her, I've talked with her. She will be helpful to any who choose to participate. So know that if you haven't signed up, that we do have four people interested, but we're also welcoming others into that. And the deacons will be coordinating, make sure you can get in and out of the building and things like that. Other announcements.
Good morning. Just wanted to remind you, this is the last Sunday we'll have the VBS insert in your bulletin. Remember, we'd like for you to treat that like an invitation. Take it with you someplace and either personally invite someone or conveniently leave it in a public location where somebody might pick it up and be interested in joining us. I have added to the sign-up board, there's a short list of some items. Each time we have Vacation Bible School, there are donatable items, household items, like we need vinegar, and we have a science station this time, so we need a few things to do science experiments with, some paper goods and that kind of thing. So if you'd like to pick up something to help with VBS, there's a sign-up genius picture on the board, and then I will be sending out the sign-up genius electronically this week as well. And I would just ask for your continued prayers for Opal as we continue for the summer, which we are. So I know Kim has an announcement now that I'm going to share.
Okay, I just want to point out in the bulletin, you'll find the core values. This is the most up-to-date core values where we took all of the input, feedback, comments from the sessions that we did during Lent, the fruitful conversations about fruitful congregations. So anyway, this is the latest. Please take it home. Don't put it in the recycle bin. Read through it, pray about it, and see about living them. They're aspirational, so we're not quite there yet on these, but please give a lot of prayer and thought to our core values. The other thing is we're working on the directory, finally, and we've got sheets in this back in the narthex on the right-hand side on the table. So please look and see if your information is correct. If it is not, update it. If it is, just initial it so we know that it is that you've looked at it. And then, of course, today, as we know, Randy and Peg's last Sunday with us. So there will be a luncheon. Don't worry if you didn't bring anything. We always have plenty. And right after the service, we'll have a luncheon, and then we'll have a little program for them.
A roast, huh?
A roast, yes.
Okay. Other announcements. Let us worship God together.
Thank you.
Seated for the call to worship this morning. I invite you to sit back and join me in a journey. We are leaving from the town of Nazareth, and we're traveling together on a bus about an hour north to the Galilee region. There's a lot of rolling hills and parched grassy hills and a winding road with lots of horseshoe curves. The road leads to what has been named the Mount of the Beatitudes. At the top of the highest part of the terrain is a massive, beautiful, dome-shaped church with high cathedral ceilings and open archways. On the marble walls are inscribed each of the Beatitudes with a golden covered altar in the center. It is inspiring. It is calming to enter this dome, which ignites the senses and brings relief from the blazing late June sun. That's about 15 degrees hotter than we had this week. And we feel the breezes fluttering through the open archways. On the rolling hills surrounding this church is where archaeologists and biblical scholars think the crowds may have gathered to hear Jesus teach and preach the Sermon on the Mount. Regardless of whether or not this is the exact place where Jesus shared the Beatitudes, it's an inspiring backdrop for inviting us to worship today. We worship the God who inhabits our world and indwells our lives. We need not look up to find God, but only look around, within ourselves, beyond ourselves, into the eyes of another. We need not listen for distant thunder to find God. We need only listen to the music of life, the words of children, the questions of a curious, the rhythm of a heartbeat. We worship the God who inhabits our world and who indwells in our lives. Come, join the band, the Sacred Parade, a mystical fusion of ages and stages of faith, the mortal and eternal in direct encounter. The human soul invites the divine presence, the probing mind reaching out for a concept of the ultimate, setting the stage for worship. Would you stand, please, for the opening prayer, And remain standing for the hymn. Dear Lord, we come aching to be healed, with emptiness aching to be filled, with joy aching to overflow. Let your love soak into the spirit and the skin like a soothing salve, and leave a tingle where once there was an ache, so that we may say, we have met with God today, and everyone was touched, and no one was turned away. Amen.
This morning?
Good.
Good. Have you ever been to the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like walking along the beach?
Yeah.
In the sand between your toes? But what happens to the sand when the water comes up?
It gets wet and becomes sort of mushy.
Yeah, it gets mushy and it sort of melts away between your toes. Huh? Think this would melt away? Hold that. Think that's heavy? That's pretty heavy. So Jesus says that a wise man is like a man who built his house upon a rock, not on the sand, because we know what would happen if he built his house on the sand, right? And the rock doesn't go anywhere and it stays firm. But it's more than just building houses that Jesus is talking about, isn't it? He's talking about choosing things in your life that are good and worthy and like Jesus' words themselves. So when we do kindness, when we do service, when we show love, we're choosing things that have been good ever since Jesus' time, right? And so when we study Jesus' words and do what Jesus tells us, that's like the wise man. You ready to say a prayer? Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Our rock. Our rock. Help us not be moved.
Help us not be moved.
By the world.
By the world.
Or by unkindness. Amen.
Annual conference, or the big meeting as we fondly talk about it, is knocking at the door of our lives. And this is a big annual conference because we're going to work together at that meeting, or those who are there, I won't be there, but I'll be praying for the meeting, for a compelling vision. And this is important to our church because it will make a difference in whether we move forward together meaningfully, or stand still, or move backward. So it's a very, very important meeting. I want to call forth Gretchen, who will be our delegate, a very important role representing this congregation. I want to ask John coming forward to represent the many, many volunteers. He's in a significant last year volunteer on Program and Arrangement Committee. And we'll just stand here. I want to ask Joel and Sue to come as stand-in for Audrey and Tim, because your new pastors will be speaking at conference. They don't look like Tim and Audrey, but they're in that role, and we're glad for it. And I want to ask Jan to come forward as staff. She not only is staff usually, but she has some special assignments at this conference, and it brings some extra challenges and opportunities. So we want to recognize these people at our whole annual conference. Anybody else here going to annual conference this year? Not so many, but we do want any who are traveling, and some maybe have already begun that trip. I know our son is making the journey. He'll be working behind the scenes, working with technology. It takes a village to make that conference happen, and we're grateful for each one. I've asked Mark to come forward to help in laying on hands for a prayer for each of you in the various roles you'll be in and the various roles that others will be in. Little togetherness, right? Let us pray. God, we thank you for our church, a long history of striving to live together peacefully, simply, and together. But our bottom line is to continue the work of Jesus, because we have followed carefully, prayerfully, and we know that you are with us. We pray for the annual conference, all who travel. We pray for safety. We pray for our moderator and moderator-elect. And we pray for each one in a special role, our delegates coming from our various churches. We pray for Audrey and Tim and the speakers who bring inspiration, thoughts, and ideas that challenge us to think forward. We pray for John and all of the volunteers. It takes a lot of people to help make conference happen. We pray for their wisdom and thoughtfulness and helpfulness to make each event a meaningful event. And we pray for Jan and the staff, who work hard, long hours, helping things happen in front, but also behind the scenes. We pray that our church will find a compelling vision, a vision that will help us move forward together and not separately, a vision that will help us be more peaceable and thoughtful with one another, a vision that will help us remember this church is not for us, It is a representative of your kingdom here on earth. And we are called to serve you with everything we've got, in our voices, in our actions, in our movements, and in our service. So bless us all, that we might strive to be faithful to your kingdom. And all of God's people say, Amen. Blessings. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, John. Our joys and concerns are a time for our prayer together with one another. We want to remember those who are our family members, our friends, our church family members, because we pray for each other. And that gives us strength for sharing joys and courage for those who are ill. I want to update us on Andrew Meadows. He's in therapy now, but therapy is difficult because he's got broken ribs. And so as they try to work on bringing strength back to his legs and his back and arms, that doesn't go very well. So he needs our special prayers. And I talked with Joe this week, was hoping to go visit. Sonny's back in the hospital with an infection. It's been kind of in and out for them. And we need to pray for her and all who wait upon her, but we need to pray for Joe. He stands by his spouse and helps her all he can to make sure her needs are met. What other joys, what other concerns would you like to name for our prayer time today? Yes.
I'd just like to ask you all to join me in my continued prayers for Pete. He has cleaned up his act, so to speak, to qualify to move back and get one more chance in the halfway house.
He moved in yesterday.
You know, there's a lot of people who struggle with depression and struggle with drugs and alcohol. I don't know that we pray enough for the pain that these people carry and the hurt. We all carry pain and hurt, but for some it's just a really tough journey. So please let's remember all, including Pete, who have pain in their life. Yes.
Uncle, just to give you some context. But anyway, we had a council meeting with them, and they called a new pastor. His name is Richard Worley. And so I think in our area, anyway, we filled all the pastoral openings, hopefully. But it's exciting because our churches are calling really dynamic, younger pastors, and I think they're focused on working together, too, in the Northern Virginia area. So I think we'll see some real energy going forward in our church.
Wonderful thing to pray for new pastors, to pray for a call that has come out well. You are very fortunate to be the benefactors of good pastors coming, and many of the other churches are experiencing the same. Let us pray together. God of all creation, we ask that you look upon all the people you have been a part of creating. Some carry pain because of inner turmoil. Some carry pain because of brokenness to their body, like Andrew. Some carry pain because of changes in life circumstances. Infections such as Sonny has, Joe continuing to be with her, to help feed her, to make sure things go well. We thank you for the call of pastors to our congregations, and we pray those new ventures will bring positive results, and may the pastors of this area bind together in such a way that the good news, carrying the values of following and continuing the work of Jesus, get expressed well into the communities where we all are existing and working. We know there's a lot happening in our world. There's overwhelming heat in the European area. We know that in Indiana, there is an area that has no water for a whole town. We know there are constant postings of people who have lost their life because of other people's murderous intents. We pray that we will all learn a nonviolent way of being with one another Yeah, we get upset with each other and we lose our tempers and we try to control one another, but you've created us to live in relationship with one another. But we know the best relationships grow out of the relationships that begin with you, when they're sincere and when we trust you to guide us and to help us. We pray for this congregation as they get ready for a new venture. It's been a good journey, and I'm grateful I've had that opportunity to be a pastor here. We pray for the new pastors that soon will be here. We know that they have a lot on their plate before they arrive. We pray that you will help them say goodbye to their jobs, speak well at annual conference, and then come here and begin a journey of falling in love with the people that are easy to love. We pray for Bible school. It's a very important venture. We pray that we'll take seriously taking the sheet in our bulletin and putting it out there so that other children and other families might know about this experience to bring some good news to these young people's lives. We pray for OPPO and its continued growth and maturity in the service to those who need to be helped in math and English and writing and understanding how to practice life in this culture. We pray for the leaders of our country who are continually striving to lead, but we pray that they will lead with justice, open to the goodness of what is in best interest of humanity and this global village that you give us to live, be, and be a part of. Bless us all as we continue our worship. May we praise you, and may we thank you, and may we listen now for your voice.
Shown us the meaning of generosity in the beautiful diversity of creation, in the overflowing love of Jesus Christ, and in the never-ending gift of the Holy Spirit. God has abundantly blessed us and called us to be a community that blesses others through the sharing of our love, our talents, and our material possessions. Let us rejoice now in what we have been given and in what is ours to give as we receive our morning offering. Strengthen and bless this congregation so that we may discover your presence anew and change the lives of people you call us to serve. Use each of us to build up the congregation through the giving of time, our efforts, and our gifts. Use us, Lord, for your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
One of the things we do in life, or at least I do, is take for granted that I can hear and that I can see. Kathy is going to sign, using the symbol signing, our scripture today. As a reminder, there are those who cannot hear but can see. Let us hear this scripture, the last words of Jesus as a part of the Sermon on the Mount, where he's talking about hearers and doers. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and bent on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell, and great was its fall. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teachings, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes.